This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Meghalaya today to inaugurate the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Indian Council of Agriculture Research Complex for the Northeastern region at Umyam in Rebhoy district. She will also inaugurate the Farmers Expo on the occasion and interact with the farmers and self-help groups as part of the program. The President will land at Umra Airport near the ICAR. She will be accompanied by Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, besides Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar and Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and other officials. The Indian Navy has mobilized a specialized team to assist in the rescue of miners trapped in a coal mine at Umrangshu in Dimahasao district of Assam, which is close to the Meghalaya border. 21 para divers have retrieved yesterday the body of one of the trapped coal miners from the flooded coal mine after more than 48 hours. The deceased has been identified as a native of Nepal. Along with the Army and Navy divers, the State Disaster Response Force and the National Disaster Response Force have intensified their efforts to rescue the trapped miners. According to the Ministry of Defense, this special team, comprising one officer and 11 sailors, included highly trained clearance divers skilled in deep depth diving and recovery operations. The team is fully equipped for this critical and sensitive mission, carrying specialized equipment such as deep diving gear and underwater remotely operated vehicles for search and rescue. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday said there has been an increase in the enrollment rate in elementary education and a reduction in the dropout rate at the secondary level in the state. He said that the state has achieved a notable reduction in the dropout rate at the secondary level to 11.7%. Khandu wrote on X that the concerned efforts and concerted efforts have yielded remarkable outcomes. The adjusted net enrollment rate in elementary education has reached an impressive 100%. Manipur Congress leaders, including its state president K. Meghachandra and Lok Sabha member Angamcha Bimal Akoijam, met new governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla at the Raj Bhavan yesterday. Congress Legislative Party leader O. I. Bobby Singh, during the meeting, informed the governor about the hardships faced by the people and the crisis in the state, which will soon step into the second year with no sight of restoration of peace and normalcy. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma visited Mangaldai and he inaugurated and inspected several healthcare initiatives. Their first stop was at the cancer hospital where they reviewed the ongoing treatments, then visited a cancer care project under Tata Trusts. The leaders laid the foundation stone for a 50-bed critical care hospital at a cost of 24 crore rupees in Mangaldai. They also visited the Mangaldai Civil Hospital, which is set to expand with an additional 200 beds. The union minister said that earlier people used to go out of the state for cancer treatment, but now people do not have to go anywhere. Nadda also paid tribute to the statue of Padma Shri Gopinath Bordoloi near the hospital. Assam's Health Minister Ashok Singhal, Education Minister Kesha Mahanta, Minister Prashant Phukan and MP Dilip Saikia were also present. Union Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Dazuki yesterday visited Mamet District Headquarters in Mizoram and interacted with the district officials. The Union Minister also chaired a review meeting on various initiatives taken up for the welfare and development of the Mamet District, which is an aspirational district of Mizoram. Yuki said that the NDA government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is giving topmost priority for the development and progress of rural and tribal areas. He exhorted the officials to work hard for the successful implementation of various schemes and projects for the development of the district and the nation as a whole. Mamet has a literacy rate of 84.93%. The Union Minister arrived in Aizawl on Tuesday for a three-day visit. Meghalaya Minister in charge of Sports and Youth Affairs, Shaklia Rwajri, yesterday informed that the state government has submitted a proposal to the central government recently for hosting the 39th National Games in the state. Speaking to media persons, Rwajri said that he met the Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports on December 20th, 2024 in Delhi and officially submitted the proposal that Meghalaya can host the 39th National Games in 2027. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.